Hello, and welcome to the Movie Maidens. I am joined here by...
Morgan.
And...
Margot Stein.
Whoa, she lied about her last name for comedic.
No, oh. I'm like Frankenstein. Right. Or Frankenstein.
Oh.
It's alive!
Yes, hello, welcome to the very first of our themed episodes. Halloween spooky.
Yeah, Spooktober.
Spooktober. You might be wondering, maidens, it's literally the second week of October. Last week you guys talked about Zoolander. Well, there was a little bit of a mix-up. So we're going to do what we're calling Halloween Hangover the week after Halloween's done, but it's only like 3 days after it's done.
Literally.
Yeah.
So, because, you know, once you know when Halloween's over and you're like, I wish it was still Halloween. That's always how I feel. So
we're going to provide that actually freaking to you guys.
And because like Canadian Thanksgiving's so early, like, you know, what do you even do in November? Like, it's not Christmas. It's not Hanukkah.
There's Remembrance Day.
See, that's it's why we need
birthday.
It.
My grandma's birthday is Remembrance
Ooh,
Day.
Shout wow. out. Remembrance Day episode when?
You know,
true, we just do war movies.
Yeah.
World War One specifically, yeah. I guess. Maybe.
Maybe.
But to get us in the freaking spooky mood, I thought maybe we'd go around and say either our favorite horror movie or like horror genre. I thought that'd be fun.
Okay. Do you want to go first, Dorsa?
Like sure. I mean, I really freaking like Jennifer's Body. I also really like Brain Damage, but I'm going to save talking about that movie for a later episode when we discuss horror B-movies.
Yes.
In general, I'm not like a huge fan of, I guess, I don't like it if a film is only scary because of jump scares. That's
Same.
My kind of take, which I guess some people would argue is more like a thriller and less of a horror movie, but there are horror movies that rely on that. I obvi freaking like vampires, and I like it when the horror movie says something about society, which like most horror movies
True.
Do.
Hashtag the monstrous other.
Literally. So hashtag the monstrous feminine. Oh, I should have put a cat on the soundboard. But what about you, Margo? What's your favorite, you know, either you don't have to say your favorite horror movie of all time. I know that's a lot of pressure, but like favorite type, I guess, horror movie.
I really like Evil Dead 2, obviously. I like any of the Evil Dead movies. Those are favorites of mine. I don't think it's unfair to say out of the three of us that I'm the biggest like horror junkie.
Sure.
I really like hagsploitation films, which is a 60s genre that I'll probably also talk about for B-movie horror, in which the antagonist but also like main character is like an older woman, usually like a classical Hollywood actress.
A hag, if you will.
Who used to play like beautiful women on screen, but now she's kind of relegated to these like campy roles. So like Whatever Happened to Baby Jane,
yeah.
Straight Jacket. I love stuff like that. But I love horror movies. I'm a big horror junkie. I will watch jump scare horror. I'll watch gore porn. I'll watch anything pretty much.
I won't watch zombies, unfortunately. Like I'm picky with my, it's just, I have like an irrational like fear of zombies. Like I'm fine with gore too, but it's just if it's in the context of zombies or anything medical, I start getting icked.
That's real. There's certain parts of body horror that I can't do.
Yeah,
like,
I agree with that.
Like in the movie Raw, when
right.
she was eating the raw chicken. Now you'd think that it would be the part where they were, you know, cannibalizing people and ripping off flesh, but her eating the raw chicken, I was like, that's too real.
We don't know what eating humans will do to you. We know what eating raw chicken
yeah,
will
I was
do
like,
to you, and it's salmonella.
Bro, I feel like such a freak. I felt like such a freak like watching Raw because genuinely I was like, this isn't like gross enough for
me. I thought
me.
You're about to be like, I love eating raw chicken.
No. That'd be crazy.
Salmonella is made up.
Yeah.
Salmonella, that's my middle name.
I like horror movies too, guys. But like, but like I'm shy about it.
That's
real. Like I'm not like if someone asks me if I like horror, I'll probably say no, but like that is a lie.
Yeah.
because when I think of horror, I think of like The Conjuring or like the doll movies, all of the yeah, dolls, yeah, not yeah. just Annabelle, just all the doll movies, and that's not
Child's Play.
That's just not my vibe.
Yeah.
That I don't like doll
possession.
I don't like doll possession.
Hey, that's fair. Actually, you know what? It's kind of oversaturated in the market right now, anyways.
I genuinely think so. And I'm just kind of like over it, and everyone's just all about it. I'm also not super. No. Yeah, there's a bunch of subgenres of horror that I don't love, but I like, what's it called?
Psychological horror.
Yes. I like psychological thrillers. Thank you. And I like vampire.
I know you like Funny Game. You liked Funny Games.
I did.
Yeah, it was so good.
And I like comedy, horror comedy. Like, oh, like you guys haven't seen it because you just hate my recommendations.
Hey,
but that's not true. I really like Lisa Frankenstein.
I really want to see it. I just
it's
keep
so
going to watch
Diablo
it.
Cody.
It's
just
actually
said,
it's actually so good. It's actually so good. But I also really like I really like Jordan Peele and like what he does.
Yeah, yes.
Just and how he's like mixing the genres. I'm a big fan of that because I don't like it when something is too much of one thing.
Hey.
And his films are not too much of one thing.
You're freaking preaching to the choir right here, right?
Yeah. Literally. So, but I should probably like okay. Our friends literally roll their eyes at me anytime that I mention this film because of the long ass title. Since I have a tattoo from it, I should probably say that I like this film. Mm-hmm, it's a French Canadian film.
Yes.
It's called Humanist Vampire Seeking Consenting Suicidal Person. Or there's a French title that I won't say because I don't want to be shot. I can speak French. I just don't want you guys to all hate me a little bit more.
It's a choice. And I respect it.
Yeah. So I like that movie. That's horror comedy, though. Yeah. And vampires, so it's
I love
like
horror comedy.
All the and it's French Canadian, which is inherently funny.
Hey, I honestly probably look like I watch horror movies. If that makes sense, like
yeah,
I look like I'm like I love all the goriest, schlockiest stuff, and that's only like 75% true.
That's real.
Bro, I saw both of you guys like pull out your letterbox to like find your favorite ones, and I immediately copied. I'm gonna do like a quick rattling off of movies that I like and I recommend, and I think we should all do that.
Okay.
Just based on our horror like list. For me, I got Night of the Hunter, Eyes Without a Face, Whatever Happened to Baby Jane? It's another favorite of mine. Quaiden is a favorite. Mm-hmm. The Devils, please watch. The Devils, unless it goes against any your beliefs, and then do not watch The Devils. There is a reason it was banned in multiple countries for
what's
multiple
it, what's
years.
It about?
I'll read you the description.
It's been on my watch list for so long.
It is so good.
I have
it
never
is
heard of
such,
it.
Like, I actually want to rewatch it so bad because the whole time I watched it, my mouth was just like hung open.
When's it from?
It's from 1971. It's by one of my favorite directors ever, Ken Russell. And here's the descriptor. In 1634 France, Urbain Grandier is a priest whose unorthodox views on sex and religion influence a passionate following of nuns, including the sexually obsessed Sister Jeanne. When a power-hungry cardinal, Richelieu, realizes he must eliminate Grandier to gain control of France, he portrays Grandier as a Satanist and spearheads a public outcry to destroy the once-loved priest's reputation. So,
ooh.
It's like nunsploitation...
Reed.
It's starring Oliver Reed, and he's like there's like a crazy scene where he's like the nun is like imagining him being like crucified, I believe. He's got like the crown of thorns on. It's very, very cool. So that one, Phantom of the Paradise, Burnt Offerings, Carrie, American Werewolf in London,
Foreshadowing.
Videodrome, literally. I'm leaving a couple out on purpose, so because they're your guys' movies, like Houseu for Morgan, Misery, Twin Peaks Firewalk with Me, one of my favorite movies of all time, Inland Empire.
Wait, you like Twin Peaks and David
Lynch?
Oh,
yeah. It's not like I have a tattoo of Twin Peaks or anything.
of every single frame of every single one of his movies. It's a whole back piece. It's actually, you can't tell that it's from any of the movies because it's so small to fit.
It is. Yeah.
It kind of looks just like a really shitty blackout tattoo.
Yeah. Like somebody, you know, they get with me and then they trace their finger along my spine. They go, what is this? And then Spree and The Substance and Nosferatu and Sinners are some more recent ones I liked.
I haven't seen The Substance, but everyone's telling me to watch it.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah.
That's, I just didn't want to watch that in theaters. Yeah. I just thought that it would be like,
a lot.
It would be sensory overload.
I think it would have been. As someone who knows both of you very well, I don't think you should have watched it in theaters.
Like, I was like, I will watch this when it's on streaming.
Like I told you guys, like the people I watched it with, like literally like the two guys I watched it with, like were like would not speak after, like, and then the two girls I watched it with started sobbing and like shaking in the bathroom after with me, and were like, that was so disturbing, how are you fine? And I literally was like sipping my drink. I was like, I thought it was okay.
I don't know if I'm gonna have that extreme of a
I really don't think you will.
I don't think I will
I
either.
Was more shocked by that than by the film. I was like, okay guys, we're supposed to be going to the like, bar now.
Okay, have you guys ever watched a single horror movie? Oh yeah, because we're waiting for you. But okay, Black Swan. I can't believe I forgot to mention Darren Aronofsky. Technically a horror movie. That's just one of my favorite movies of all time. Like, actually, like now realizing that technically 3 out of 4 of my top 4 on Letterboxd are horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
One of which is actually Humanist Vampire.
Yo, goat. Yo, wait, goat.
Because I used to have Priscilla in my top 4, but then the cover changed and it was like Jacob Elordi, and I was like, I don't want Jacob Elordi.
That's also kind of a horror movie.
Priscilla? Yeah, honestly, it is. Anything that I like that grooming. Isn't horror is, yeah. It is horror.
The horror of Elvis.
Yo, shout out Connor O'Malley, Corey's. It's like a doppelganger horror short film. He didn't even direct it, actually. He just started it. That's a dance rate. But I'm also going to, honestly, I really like The Menu. I know that's a newer one.
Oh, real?
But I actually really enjoyed that film. Barbarian is another new one.
Yeah,
but
I watched The Menu super high in the theater.
That's
so
actually
it was fun.
Really freaking real.
Literally.
I'd also say Spree. Also, Girl Walks Home Alone at Night. That's a Persian vampire film.
Yes.
Anna Lily Amirpour. But we're going to actually freaking have an episode dedicated to vampires. So I will shot my trap until then.
I think that might even be like post Halloween hangover. Like, I think we should just do it.
Yeah, vampires, guys, actually don't even freaking expect it to be in October, because it actually probably will just be some other day. I said brain damage already, but I also really like House, obviously. Suspiria, Carrie,
Eyes Without a Face, a lot of the same movies. Nosferatu, but I actually freaking love vampire movies most of all. So that's like takes out a lot of my favorite horror movies.
Dorsa and I actually had a joint themed birthday party of vampires. Did.
That's we true. Did.
Where we all dressed up as vampires and it was kind of freaking epic.
Most people dressed up as vampires.
Everyone was supposed to dress
everyone
up.
Everyone was invited.
Yeah, we had some party crashers, but that's okay.
It actually was okay. It actually was completely fine.
Actually, everyone lived, so it's fine.
Bro, getting like your hands on denture glue at that party was like
crack.
Like crack. It was like literally Reagan era crack.
Reagan era, yeah.
Disenfranchised neighborhoods.
Yeah. Literally like, recently planted by the CIA.
Literally.
Like fresh, like honestly, first ever market, not even just market, like just first ever market.
People were like, yo, is there denture glue in that bathroom?
Do you got the denture? You got the denture glue?
Who's got the denture glue right now?
Your lips are a little pink. I see. Is that from the denture glue? Do you have it?
Is your tooth is sticking to your
mine
lip?
Mine isn't dry yet. Mine's not dry yet. It won't dry down. My fangs won't dry down. That's what it was. But you know what? I feel like we should.
But Morgan hasn't said hers yet.
Never mind.
It's fine. You just don't care about my movies.
My bad.
No, I like a lot of the same movies that you guys said. I really liked Sinners when we watched Sinners, because for all you listeners, we did watch it all together, all three of
us.
We
did. This is true.
And some other people were also there, but they're irrelevant because they're not speaking right now.
Unless they're listening, and then it was a great time watching it with you also.
Yeah, you're not irrelevant in general. You're just irrelevant
here.
here.
At this very moment.
At this very time. But we watched it super close to the screen in IMAX because that was the only tickets available, and that was such a treat.
We felt like we were there. Yeah. I was like, I am in this movie. Yeah. Everything that's happening will have a direct impact on my life immediately. Yes.
It was actually like awesome, like what like top 10 theater experiences. Like So Sitters is awesome. Mm-hmm. I really like Nope and Get Out. A lot. Those are really good. Actually, I have posters of those on my wall.
True. Awesome.
Just saying. I like, what do I like? Happy Death Day.
Okay. That's you are gay.
Yeah. Happy Death Day 1 and 2 because, they're just really fun to rewatch. That they're I've not like, they're not like objectively good movies, but mm-hmm. they're a lot of fun, especially in, the second one, there's like this montage to Hard Times by Paramore.
Yo!
And that is actually goated. That like that scene that is like goated. Actually hype. So.
I think it's so funny that she's like eventually she's like, I have to tell this man he is gay. Like she like she's in so many like loops that she's like, you are gay!
She's kind of real for that. Because he's like hitting on her and she's like,
don't even talk to me. Like I actually know what you are. Don't stop. I've been in the loop for like who knows how many days. Like it's bad.
Okay, that's Whitney awesome. Houston.
I really like Silence of the Lambs because I just that's
Would a, you do me.
That's
I do me.
that's a favorite of mine. I also fun fact about me, I've seen every single Sharknado film.
Fire.
Because they're awesome.
Yo, that's
yeah. They are just objectively the best things ever. CGI. Amazing, 10 out of 10. Acting, 10 out of 10. Script writing, mm-hmm. 10 out of 10.
Cultural impact, yes. 11 out of 10.
literally. Mm-hmm. So if you were thinking of watching like 11 films, watch those.
There's 11
I don't, I actually could check. But I'll do that when someone else is speaking. But I know that we, oh, I also like House as well.
House-u.
But I know.
There's six.
There you go. If you want to watch six films, you could watch those. It gets kind of deranged a little bit at the end. Like, there's some bionic arms, and people keep, like, coming back from the dead. It's kind of mm-hmm. that vibe.
You need to watch the Evil Dead movies, Morgan. I don't know how you haven't watched it, because everything you've described liking about that...
The thing that I like is that there's sharks in a tornado.
Okay, but...
Ford.
because think about this. You're in like, a store, and you think that you're safe from the flooding, but there's a shark.
But there's a shark.
That swims in, and you're like, fuck.
You're like, there's a shark.
Okay, we're living in a post-Jaws world, and that's
Can I ask a question about the Sharknado films?
Of course you can.
Do you? Did ever someone? Hold on. Okay, was anyone ever preserved inside the stomach of the shark, and that's how they came back? Because they got eaten, and then they got back to life because they're actually wasn't alive.
Okay, so my memory is pretty bad, and it's been a while since I saw these films, but I feel like yes. I genuinely feel that as a plot point.
Wow.
Curiosity quenched.
Like, I could be wrong, and for all the listeners out there who are yelling at me right now, I'm sorry.
Yeah, all the Sharknado fans.
I'm sorry, guys.
Fucking idiot! They tried that, but it didn't work in the fourth one.
I'm literally sorry, but...
It's okay.
Yeah, I know we mentioned Funny Games, but I do really like it. It is a movie that I loved... and don't want to rewatch because of how horrible it is. But yep. I would recommend it if you want to feel unsafe in like your own home.
If you're someone like a week after. That...
a large amount of time after.
Mm-hmm. You know the website Does the Dog Die? And it like tells you like different triggers for horror movies or just movies in general. If you're someone that has never needed that website,
they might need it this time
in your life. No. Then this is the perfect movie for you. if you're like, I don't know why anyone would ever need a warning about anything that happens in a movie. This movie is for you, and maybe you'll change your mind about that after.
And off of this point, if you're someone who loves trigger warnings and you're like, I wish that every film had a trigger warning, there's this movie called Assassination Nation, which at the beginning of it gives you all of the trigger warnings that are in the film, like homophobia, transphobia, and like brutal murder and whatever. But it gives you all of them, and that's kind of fun take, different approach. Wow. Yeah. It's a very brutal film.
The woke agenda!
But it is like a fun film. It's a fun film. It's just there is a lot of crazy shit that happens in it.
Yeah. No, you know what? This is a good PSA, guys. It's Halloween season, spooky season, horror movie season. Take care of yourselves. Check out the website. Does the dog
Don't
die?
Retrigger yourself for no reason.
Yeah, make sure you're not, like, you know, diving into a hornet's nest for if you don't need to.
But you don't need to check it for Assassination Nation because it tells you.
They tell you.
They
you
literally
heard it here
do.
First.
They do tell you.
Definitely not here first. Well, this film's been out.
Yeah, it's from, like, 2018. And it's very 2018. Oh my god.
It's not 2018? Wait, what day? What? What day is it?
We need to go back to the future.
Okay,
grandpa. But on the note of does the dog die, dog.
I'm sorry, did you mean?
Time for creature features.
Featuring
the creature.
Yeah, so our theme today is creature features.
I'm really excited for the new movie, I exclaimed with excitement. Little did I know,
it would be a creature feature.
Featuring the creature.
The creature, except it's featuring us.
We're the creature.
Yeah.
Creature features. I guess kind of a universal definition would be a feature featuring a creature. However, obviously, a lot of people, when they hear creature feature, they kind of think of, like, Universal's monster movies, like Jekyll Hyde, Hunchback of Notre Dame, like the one from 1923, Phantom of the Opera, Todd Browning's Dracula in 1931, Frankenstein, 1931, Invisible Man, Bride of Frankenstein, a film called Werewolf of London.
Yes.
As well as, you know, what is it, like, Creature of the Black Lagoon, which Creature of the Black Lagoon.
From the Black Lagoon.
Creature from the Black Lagoon. And, you know, that's actually the freakiest of the creatures because he's wet.
He's wet and he's going to take your woman and he's going to bring her under the lagoon and he's going to give her a big kiss.
He's going to be even more wet because it's going to be under the water.
And you know, they capitalized on that really hard with Shape of Water.
They really did. They really did.
Wow. Didn't even make that connection.
Mm-hmm. But
start making it, sister.
We also have... Way louder than I thought it was going to be. We also have freaking Frankenstein. Obviously, this has had, like, a...
But don't you mean Frankenstein?
Frankenstein. Sometimes known as Frankenstein. Film's had a bajillion, well, there's been a bajillion adaptations of Mary Shelley's novel written in 1818, which it was, okay, so it was actually anonymously published in 1818, and it wasn't until 1831 when it got republished under her name. But Frankenstein is usually not a very novel accurate adaptation, just from the fact that, like, in the novel, there is no creation scene. Like, the whole scene, like, with the lightning and reanimating, straight up not there. It's just straight up not there. But we, as a viewer, we want to see it. We want to see the freaking miracle of life.
It's actually in there because they interviewed Mary Shelley, and she said that that's how it'd be done.
Well, actually, it's because of, Victor Frankenstein, like, in the book, like, he makes a couple of references to, like, electricity, I guess, and everyone's like, okay, so that's how he did it. He's like, when I was a little kid,
And it's very, like, dramatic and visually stimulating.
Mm-hmm. It is. All the freaking
show, not tell.
And everything. Yeah.
Very, like, grand.
Bro, this isn't a, what's the guy that did Lancelot of the Lake? Bresson?
Robert Bresson?
Yeah, this ain't a Bresson movie, bro. Everything's happening on scene.
Exactly.
On screen.
Nothing happening off screen. Nothing. Well, the first adaptation of Frankenstein, or what's widely thought of as the first adaptation, is a silent film, done by Edison Studios. Yes, that Thomas Edison.
Oh, yeah.
And then the same guy that did that, did another one 5 years later called Life Without a Soul. And then apparently there's at least one European film version. There was an Italian, The Monster of Frankenstein, in 1921, but it's considered lost, the film. We don't have it.
Because it's Italian.
Yeah, you heard it here first. Italian people that make Frankenstein movies always be losing things.
They'll probably be found in like a barn in like 5 years.
No,
probably.
That's what I'm saying. It's gonna be in someone's old.
Yeah, but then they'll open it up to the oxygen and all just like
it'll all disintegrate.
Yeah, they didn't use acid-free paper, so it's all gonna like be worn down. Or what am I saying? Paper? This is a film. Why was I still thinking of a book?
They film on paper.
Papyrus.
Yeah, everyone knows this. But actually, the adaptation of Frankenstein we're going to be talking about today is none of the ones that I freaking mentioned, and none of the ones that are kind of, I guess, looked at as like a more accurate adaptation. We're going to be talking about A Young Frankenstein, 1974, directed by Mel Brooks, starring Gene Wilder as Frederick Frankenstein.
Mm-hmm. Frankenstein.
Frankenstein. Frankenstein. Yes, yes, just as planned.
It's alive! It's alive!
So, guys, general thoughts about the film.
I watched it for the first time. When did we watch it?
Like 2 years ago.
2 years ago, and I haven't watched it since then. So, and I love Mel Brooks, and I was really expecting to absolutely love this movie, and then I didn't. But I think that it's one of those films that is, like, better, like, to reference and is better upon rewatch and is funnier when you already kind of, like, know, like, everything going into it, and, like, you just, it's just better upon rewatch, because I was watching a clip before this, and it was funnier seeing the clips of it, because I think it's just funnier in reference than it is to watch. So I'm sure if I rewatched it, I'd probably enjoy it a little bit more, because, like, it is funny, but I just remember being, like, bored, and the pacing was bad.
I really don't think it helped that, like, you watched it with, like, me and, like, another friend of ours that, like, grew up with it. Because I'm in the exact opposite camp, where I literally grew up watching this movie. It's like an October staple in my house. I've seen it so many times. I can quote most of it. It's literally, like, an in-joke within our friend group. That there's, like, an in-joke with it, with me in this movie, like, in our friend group. Which I'll share here, because every time we watch it, I go, did you guys actually know that that's the original Frankenstein's lab equipment? And I actually do have another fun fact about Frankenstein that I prepared for today.
Wow.
Where did you guys actually know that the actor that plays Frankenstein, Boris Karloff, his daughter, who he had so late in life, actually, I believe he was in his 50s or 40s or something, or 60s even, maybe, I don't know. His daughter actually did not know he played Frankenstein because he didn't bring it home with him at all. And he was like, I don't get why it's such a big deal. Basically, he was like, I played Frankenstein. He was so chill about it. Like, his daughter didn't even know.
Damn, he's so nonchalant.
Wow. He is so nonchalant.
Why would I tell my daughter I'm Frankenstein?
Frankenstein's monster.
I think I'm dating literally Frankenstein's chick.
Frankenstein's chick.
Frankenstein's chick. Remix.
But I love Young Frankenstein. I was literally just saying to Morgan earlier that the scene where, like, Igor is like, he's like, oh, can you take the, Frankenstein is like, can you take the bags? And he's like, yeah, you take the blonde, I'll take the brunette. Yeah. And then he starts, like, chewing on and biting her mink and going, that scene will not, like, it never fails to make me laugh.
She like, starts, actually, like, swatting him away.
Yeah, she's like swatting him and he's just like, and he can't stop himself. It kills me. It kills me every single time.
Yeah. I mean, I'm, like, I guess in neither of your kind of camps of it. Because, like, that was my first time watching it when we watched it, February 9th, 2024.
Thank you for that timestamp.
No worries. And honestly, I think I potentially found it a little more amusing than you, Morgan, because I had recently been, like, I was, like, I think at that time currently, like, taking contemporary science fiction where we were talking about Frankenstein a lot. So, like, to me, like, seeing the film even for the first time, like, did feel like a reference, I guess, just because I'd been talking about it so much.
That makes sense. And I had never read Frankenstein, seen any single adaptation of Frankenstein.
There you go, bro.
I really hadn't consumed any Frankenstein media.
Because it's a parody of the original Frankenstein.
Yeah, I was like, I'm sure it'll be funny.
That's why it has the original
lab
equipment.
Way funnier. It's way funnier with that context.
Yeah, because I love Mel Brooks. Like, I love, like, Spaceballs and Men in Tights and other
That's
movies.
The thing. I actually haven't seen a lot. I actually have not seen a lot of Mel Brooks films at all. So I had no kind of, like, Mel Brooks expectations going into it. Like, I wasn't really holding it to, like...
Yeah. I guess, yeah, it would have been funnier had I seen the source material, because I've seen Star Wars before Spaceballs, and...
Yeah.
Actually, don't know. No, that's got to be true. And I've seen, and I saw Robin Hood before Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Yeah, which, I think you just need to watch Frankenstein.
Shout out Robin Hood Men in Tights, though.
Low key, like, I had the opposite thing where I saw Young Frankenstein so many times before I saw Frankenstein, and it was such, like, a big part of, like, my family and, like, I don't know, the humor within that, that I watched the original Frankenstein, and I was like, this fucking sucks. Young Frankenstein's way fucking better than this. Like, it is, like, once you see how bad the original Frankenstein, it's not bad. It's fine.
Are you talking about the 1931?
Yes.
Okay.
Once you see Frankenstein 1931, you'll be like, oh, wait, actually, I understand.
I don't know that I need to see Frankenstein 1931.
I was going to say something really blasphemous. I was going to say watch it on 2x speed. But don't do that.
We know that's
watch
really
it
watching.
And like have like Subway Surfer on like one side.
That's crazy. Yeah, Family Guy on the other side. Subway
okay,
Surfer.
Yeah, yeah. Overload. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't need to pay attention to it.
Well, I mean, sometimes old movies are good, like the OG Godzilla.
Oh, trust. I love old movies. You know,
I've only seen the original Godzilla. I've not seen any other.
The OG Godzilla is actually so good, though.
It is so good. And I'm like, why would I watch any of the ones after this?
No, that's actually real. Because I'm like, wait, it makes sense. Because
that's a creature.
It is a creature.
So I'm being topical right now.
Mm-hmm.
Godzilla goat?
Literally.
Yeah, I've seen maybe one other Godzilla film, because I don't like it when they do Godzilla versus Hong Kong, because I'm like,
what? Hong Kong! King Kong!
Fuck, I always do that. I always call King Kong Hong Kong.
Godzilla versus all of Hong Kong!
Sorry. It's just, they both have Kong. I'm sorry.
Godzilla versus Chungking Express.
Godzilla versus Fei Wong.
No, it's because I'm like, why would Big Gorilla fight literal dinosaur? This doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense to me.
It's like they should be friends and getting
along. No, literally. That's why I think in one of the movies, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't know if you guys would know, they team up to fight a bigger monster.
I think they do.
And I think I enjoy that concept because...
Mm-hmm. Is it versus Mothra?
Probably. Yeah. We have a friend who is telling us about this.
Yes.
The Godzilla and King Kong team up.
I'm pretty sure they teamed up to fight Mothra.
Yeah, but there's also underground, and then there was an underground to the underground, I think, where they fought or something.
Hollow Earth? What?
Yeah,
what?
Hollow Earth. That's what you just
I'm
said.
I'm a genius. The I'm underground actually, to the I'm underground. Actually a freaking
Wait,
genius.
There's Hollow Earth in the Godzilla. Okay, maybe I do need to watch the Godzilla
movie. Wait, maybe. Have I seen that one? There's
Is
a
it Godzilla X Kong, the new empire?
There's a chance I've seen.
Oh, wait. Oh,
this
I've
is
seen
a new
that.
One. Yeah.
I've actually seen that as well, but it was so boring, I forgot it.
That's funny. I've seen one what? Of them. Or
yeah,
maybe
I saw
I've
this.
Seen. Oh, my God. That's the guy from. Downton Abbey.
What?
Matthew, yes. That's why I watched it, because the guy that plays Matthew from Downton Abbey is in that.
I cannot believe that he left Downton Abbey to do Beauty and the Beast.
I actually refused to watch Downton Abbey. Spoilers for Downton Abbey, sorry.
This guy.
Yeah, spoilers.
After his character is taken off the show. Let me phrase it that way. After his character leaves the show, I actually refused to watch it.
No, I was actually devastated. I was literally devastated.
Cried.
Yeah, same. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Actually horrible.
It was actually horrible.
I think I might know what happens to this character.
Oh, bro, whatever you think happens to it, multiply it by 5 in the tragedy scale.
Wow.
He has like the most tragic, one of the most tragic
deaths. So the Titanic
ever.
Sinks again, and this time he's the only one on it?
No, bro. But, well, basically, honestly, in a sense. Imagine, Dorsa, everything going right in your world at once, and then everything being taken away from you.
Like, you're
in my daily life, brother.
No, like, you're the happiest you've ever been, and every single thing lines up for you ever, and then it's all taken
and
away.
And also,
in a
leading up to that, it has been the worst time of your life, and everything has gone horribly
brother,
wrong.
This is every Tuesday for me. Wow, that's...
Oh, because you have to record with us?
I said Tuesday.
Oh, it's Monday.
And actually, she doesn't even know her freaking weekdays.
No, I don't. You guys actually wheel me into this room.
Stop. Lord forbid.
I actually watched this really campy monster movie, a little bit of it this weekend, and it was just a woman with a head. And that's actually me. I'm just a woman with
all
a head.
Women have freaking
Wait,
heads.
A woman with a head, do she like carried around?
She only has it's she's only a head, and she lives in like a little like petri dish of like fluid.
Okay, so it's not a woman with a head. It's
just,
a woman that's a head.
It's just a
Sorry.
Head.
It's just
Wait, no,
a
it's
head.
Just, when you say woman with a head, yeah. I'm like, so she has a
this
head.
This kind
in
of
her
reminds
possession.
Me of that character that's always on RuPaul skits when it's just the head, you know?
Oh, pork chop.
But
pork
I feel
chop?
Like other people have done it, though, no?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When it's just like a monster head.
Yes.
Trying to be like ghoulish or whatever. I've seen like at least two
I think
queens.
Eureka maybe Eureka did something it like in that one challenge.
Yeah. But that reminds me of that actually.
That's
really to bring
awesome.
Up RuPaul
the
for
brain
the third
that won't die is what I what Ooh. I watched.
Wow, did you log it?
No, because I didn't watch all of it. I came in like
halfway
through.
So why are
you
even talking about it right now?
It was really funny.
So you know freaking nothing about it is what I'm hearing, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but did you know that...
Oh.
Wow.
Did you know... did you know that Mary Shelley's Frankenstein is a... Actually, it's an epistolary novel, meaning Ooh. It's made up of letters.
Yes, I did know this.
The same Ooh. Way that Bram Stoker's Dracula is.
When you said it's made up of letters, at first my brain was like loading because I was like, aren't all
That's actually how I felt when I was like, I forgot epistolary and I was like, what's it called when a book is made of letters? And I was like, stupid, all of them are made of letters. But it's actually, honestly, like, okay, I haven't seen every single freaking adaptation of Frankenstein ever. In fact, I've barely seen any. So actually, if I say none of them do this, know that I'm actually using a hyperbole and I don't actually mean no film that's ever adapted freaking Frankenstein has done this. But I feel like I don't usually see this. Like, I didn't understand this about Frankenstein until I read the book. Well, actually didn't even understand it when I read it. I understood this in English class when Dr. Austin went over it. But it's this guy Walton who's this like he has a ship and he's like on his way to the North Pole when he like no, literally. He's on his way to the North Pole when like he gets stuck in ice and then he's like, "Yo, Loki, who is that?" And it's another boat and it's Victor. It's Victor Frankenstein on it. And like, he's like, "Yo, like, how did you end up here?" And he's like, it's a long story. And then eventually Victor's like, "Yeah, okay, let me Loki tell you the story." So it's Walton writing to his sister, who's named Margaret Walton Saville, which is same initials as Mary Wollstonecraft Shelley.
Yeah.
So it's him writing to her, and that's kind of like the beginning of the book and like the end of the book. Like, that's like the frame narration. And then within it is the journal of Victor Frankenstein. And then within the journal is like the story of the creature, obviously, because he's the one like documenting
it. This is crazy.
So, yeah. And then within the center of that journal is the missing creation scene. Like, because the reason why about the creation scene that I'm like, why do they low-key put it in? Even again, obviously want to see it. But like, the whole point is like, he's like, "Loki, I fucked up. Loki, this is too much responsibility. Loki, I need to abandon like my son that I've created." Like the whole, like not the whole point, but like a large majority of his sentiments towards it. He's like, "This is actually, no one needs to know this." He's like, "I can't fucking write down like what even happens," and in some versions of the films he even wants to get rid of his journal that he like.
That's kind of a little bit more intriguing, Loki.
It is, yeah. Way more intriguing.
Yeah.
I wonder if in the new Frankenstein that's gonna, because there's a new one coming out with Jacob Elordi as the creature.
Oh yeah, I heard about this.
I'm actually kind of excited
because he's so tall.
Yeah, because he's so tall. He's kind of creature like
even though it's supposed to be Andrew Garfield, but then it got recast because of scheduling issues.
Damn.
This is the only time where I'm like, genuinely, I actually prefer him to Andrew Garfield, just because he's longer and lankier, and isn't the creature supposed to be long and lanky and have like
I
like,
would say that hair. Andrew Garfield is lankier than Jacob Elordi. I think Jacob Elordi is more like he's...
How tall is Andrew Garfield?
Jacob Elordi is like literally 9 feet tall.
Yeah.
No. I meant like, but lanky. Like, just because you're tall doesn't mean you're lanky, you know? Like, you're thick. That's all I meant.
I think that Andrew Garfield has more muscle mass than Jacob Elordi. Jacob Elordi has like nothing.
Really?
Isn't Andrew Garfield like 40 though now?
Yeah, he's also...
He's 42.
Yo, I'm locked in.
Literally. Tell me his height.
5'10"?
He's only 5'10". Jacob Elordi's like super tall.
Jacob Elordi's like almost 7. He could he's be like a 6'5". Creature. I think he's like 6'5" or something. Or 6'6".
But I do prefer Andrew Garfield.
6'5", yo.
Yeah, he's 6'5".
I'm locked in.
Because yeah. I always keep track of like guys that are super tall. Because I love that.
And you watched Priscilla and you were like, "Low-key, put me in there."
Have you guys seen like the... This is the first look of him as the creature.
I like that a lot, actually. I trust Del
he
Toro.
He looks like, you know Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yes, yes.
Looks like kind of like, what's his name, Blackbeard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see it. You know what? Our friend Cameron actually said this the other day, which I was like, you know what? I agree with. Where I was like, why Jacob Elordi as the creature? And I said something, I guess, kind of naive. I was like, what's the point of casting Jacob Elordi, like a pretty face, if you're going to cover it all up in like prosthetics and like have him not look like he does. But then Cameron is like, you know what? I like that Jacob Elordi is willing to not be pretty for a role.
Yeah, I actually agree with Cameron.
You know what? I freaking seed, actually.
Also, I haven't read the novel, but as the novel expert, Dorsa, out of the three of us, which haven't read it, isn't the creature supposed to be like beautiful to a degree?
It is like, I think like Victor himself, when he's describing it, if I'm not mistaken, like he picks like the best parts of, he can of like different bodies. Like it's supposed to be like creating like it's because it's supposed to be like the modern Prometheus, right? Like that's like the whole point of it. So it's like, yes, for someone stitched together, you'd assume like having like the best features of everyone. Like even in Young Frankenstein, there's like a joke that like his penis is huge.
He has a huge von Stuka.
Yeah, because it's like okay, well, if you're like building the best,
von Stuka.
Yeah, he must have an enormous. Would you like to take, I love it when she's like, take a tumble in the hay.
Roll in the hay.
Yeah. What are some other characters that are in Young Frankenstein?
You got Inga, who we were just referencing. Mm-hmm. We have Madeline Kahn's character, whose name I always forget. Igor, the monster, is the head of the
Yeah, Madeline Kahn's Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
No, yes.
Yeah.
She was in What's Up, Doc.
She is.
Ooh, I've seen that.
She's what's her name in What's Up, Doc? Oh my gosh, Eunice. That's her name.
There we go.
Because Barbara Streisand goes, Eunice. That's a person named Eunice.
Real. Who else? I feel like there's another important character. She's like a woman.
Frau Blücher. Okay, but where's the clap of lightning as well? Yeah,
there you go.
Atmospheric.
I was just baiting you into saying her name so I could do it.
I know, I purposely said her as last, so you had to keep baiting me.
Say it. But yeah, I actually think that might be one of my favorite bits in the film, is every time they say her name, it's like...
All that the horses is funny. Really rearing up.
And it's like, what the fuck has gotten into these horses? Like, they're literally inside, and they're like, wow, and it's like, just this, oh. In the distance.
Bro, that's if she wasn't evil.
Yeah. But instead, it's actually... Oh, no. What's happened? As you can tell, I'm really good at using this soundboard that we have. It's definitely not my first time using it ever.
Bro, another one of my favorite bits in it is when he gets an Abby Normal brain.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He's like, Normal. I got a really prominent figure. Their name is Abby.
Abby
what?
Abby
Normal. Because he drops the prominent scientist's brain. And then he drops another one, I think.
No, literally.
Silly.
I also like how in the end it's like, what did you get from him?
Oh, yeah.
Penis.
I also love the bit where whenever they have sex, they sing the song where it's like, sweet mystery of death, at last I've found you. Or life instead of death.
I found you.
So funny.
It actually is so funny.
Oh, and the bit where he's kissing her at the train station, she's like, not the hair. Taffeta, darling.
Not on the mouth.
Not on the mouth. I just did my lips. Don't do that. That's actually real.
Yeah. Actually, like, I just did my hair. I just did my makeup. Get away from me is real.
That is real.
That is real.
That is real.
And then, like, have you ever had that happen where, like, you do that and then, like, it's like, oh, give me a kiss or whatever. And then the person's, like, upset and they're like, ugh, your lipstick got on me.
It's like, hey, what did I freaking warn you about, buddy?
Literally. I was literally warning you.
You're gonna dip your paws into the cookie jar. You're gonna get... chocolate chips all over you.
Okay, Mae West.
Oh.
Come over here and see me sometime.
Come on, give me a cookie sometime. Mae West, if she loved.
Oh, you want to eat my cookie sometime?
Oh, I'll give you a chocolate chip, all right. Oh.
Chocolate chip off the old block, you are.
Oh. Yeah, freaking Mae West.
Tch, 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 tch.
Okay, so do you guys think that, like, I guess over the years, like, how have creature features changed? The creature being featured, have they changed? What's, like, the you know, what makes a creature?
To be featured?
In the creature feature, yes. Like, for example, I mean, we were just talking about how Jacob Elordi, like, he is, like, I, you know, probably, like, 60 years ago, like, if you had that level of makeup, like, in a film, they would be like, this is scary. Like, oh, yeah. This is scary, scary. Oh, for sure. But we 100%. Look at it now and we're like, okay, that's Jacob Elordi in some, like,
I mean, maybe not. Maybe in the film, it he won't look like Jacob Elordi.
And they'll do a really good job. I'm tangled in cords.
That is true.
But in,
like, the makeup still looks really good, obviously, but I feel like our standards of horror have changed.
I mean, like, think about, like, the new Nosferatu. Like, he was pretty disgusting in that.
Yeah, but people still want to have sex with him.
True. Not me. just me putting either. That out there, actually.
I think, like what we're saying, we're hitting the nail right on the head, too, because I think, like, the beauty standard has gotten so crazy. Like, everyone has veneers. God, yeah. Everyone has plastic surgery now. What's up with that? I think that, like, anything considered, like, not this, like, fake plastic beauty standard is kind of othered in a sense.
This is really giving The Substance.
Yeah, and The Substance was, like, the biggest horror movie when it came out.
That's
really
true, because it's very topical of right now.
Yeah.
So everyone wanted to go see and be like, yo, women. That's, like, literally just what's going on.
Literally. Women are the monstrous other right now. Women without freaking work done.
Yeah. Yeah, actually true. Or just women and you just, their faces don't move when they speak.
Yeah. Even, like, but at the same time, women who haven't gotten work done are ridiculed for not having work done. And
then
women
who have got work done, like, you're botched.
You're botched. Yeah. You can't move your face. Like,
women
whatever.
Can never win.
None of your beauty isn't any of your own anyways.
But when, and before they got that work done, it was like, you're ugly. Yeah. So it's like, either way, you're ugly.
There's no winning. I also think at the same time, like, when nowadays, like, I feel like we have a lot, like, we have a lot more sympathy kind of towards these, like, monstrous creature characters, to the point where if we really do want them portrayed as, like, actually monstrous, you got to do, like, again, the new Nosferatu, like, actually make them, like, repulsive.
Yes, because I think that there's a really big problem right now with people romanticizing, like, for example, serial killers, and it's if a bad guy is attractive, they're like, wait, but he's hot though, so everything he's doing is actually totally fine and valid.
Wait, he's actually operating on a different moral plane all of a sudden because he's attractive. No,
literally.
And on that note,
we're going to leave you.
Yes,
something to freaking think about for all you freaking listeners. And always remember, be careful. Hope this episode wasn't too
scary,
Frankenstanky for you guys. But. Tune in next time where we will also be talking about more spooky
stuff.
Scary things.
Yeah.
Yeah. As always, it's
we
been the
you.
Movie Maiden signing off. I'm Dorsa.
I'm Morgan.
I'm Margo. And we'll see you next time.
I'm really excited for the new movie. I exclaimed with excitement.
Bye.
Little did I know it would be a feature.
It's
a creature featuring the creature.